Five more Guelphites have been recognized for their work and service to Canada's brave men and women. Rev. Michael Dell, Captain Rod Pettigrew, Patricia Smith, John Walsh and Michael Willis have been given the King Charles III Coronation Medal. They join 20 others previously granted the medal. Guelph MP Lloyd Longfield gave out the medals during a special ceremony at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 234 in Guelph. The five have set themselves apart for their work and achievements in connection with Canadian veterans and the military. Our country is stronger when we recognize diverse voices and perspectives, said Governor General Mary Simon in a press release. The King Charles III Coronation Medal provides us with the opportunity to honor Canadians of all cultures, backgrounds and identities, who have contributed to the growth and success of Canada. As we present these medals across the country, I hope we can be inspired by the resilience, creativity and innovative spirit of Canadians. Rev. Michael Dell is the chaplain at the Elliott and the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 234. He is the officiant at Remembrance Day and celebrations of life for those in need, including veterans. Dell goes above and beyond to make sure veterans and seniors in the community get the spiritual care and services they deserve. During the height of the pandemic, Pastor Dell was incredibly dedicated to supporting the senior community and providing compassionate personal care when it was needed most, a biography provided by the government noted. He continues to provide spiritual guidance both online and in person, knowing that his services for those with mobility issues can provide comfort and are an important and valuable connection. Capt. Rod Pettigrew continues to be involved with the 11th Field Regiment, showing dedication to his community, his military family and more. He organizes Remembrance Day ceremonies, as well as Guelph's representation at the Queen's Green Canopy program in the UK. He was also the organizer of the parade and the 21-gun salute for the coronation of King Charles III. Pettigrew worked his way up, serving in the Army Reserve and became a gunner in the 11th Field Regiment. He also served as the Brigade Sergeant Major for the Hamilton Military District. There, he has helped to train about 2,500 soldiers. He was also responsible for the training of about 15,000 soldiers as the Land Force Central Area Sergeant Major. Patricia Smith is a longtime volunteer at Branch 234. But her involvement as an active member cannot be understated, according to her bio. She has been active as the Secretary-Treasurer for more than 30 years, was on the Development Committee during the building of the two Legion branches, has been past Zone C2 Commander, Secretary and is currently the Chair of the Leadership Development Committee, her bio reads. She has been the past District Commander, a District Branch Advisory Chair and has chaired complaints hearings and financial workshops. While she isn't a veteran, Smith is a war survivor. She lived through World War II and moved to Canada with her husband Bill, who served in the British Air Force. She became a member of the Legion as the daughter of a veteran. John Walsh is a professor at the University of Guelph, and is the founder of the Serving Scholar Program. Established in 2017, the program has helped Canadian Armed Forces members balance both academics at U of G and military commitments. Walsh has continually put service towards his community and members of the CAF before himself, his bio reads. Taking personal time to drive to Kingston and oversee exams for students, reservists, signing students up for their courses when they are on remote areas or on board a ship to ensure they can return to classes in September, and extending deadlines by working with other professors, he is there for the reservists to allow them to fully embrace their service and studies. Michael Willis began his military career in Guelph with the Army Cadets, and has since done work all over the country, from joining the regular forces at CFB Chilliwack for training, or being posted at CFB Gagetown and CFB Petawawa. To this day, he still works as a licensed operator for the Canadian Forces Affiliate Radio System, where he has sent messages to support troops when needed. Willis has also been a volunteer with places like the Guelph Museum. In 2015, he received a heart transplant and has been an advocate for transplants ever since.